harder questions to tell you.
Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still here at Olympia. And yes, I'm not here for the cafe culture. I'm here for the Speciality Fine Food Fair 2014. We are a Sunday and Coffee Mumbo Jumbo always works. Yeah. Never stops working.
You're one of those.
I'm one of those. And I've stopped here because I'm getting in. My listeners know that I'm honing my palate more and more. Not going away from coffees, but diversifying and honing my palate to more subtle things, which is tea. So I've stopped here at, what are we called here? We're called Organic Life. It's Greenfield Farm, Ceylon, Sri Lanka. I'm here with actually the owner of a big farm in Sri Lanka. You're not the owner?
No.
No?
I'm just family.
You're family related. Yeah. Never mind. It's just as impressive. So first of all, please, can you tell me about the size of the farm? Can you tell me why you stayed organic? It's so important to be organic nowadays. Yeah.
So basically, the company started off with a vision of one man to create something really healthy. You know, chemicals are so bad for people. So this was a time when organics wasn't big. It wasn't really giving you too much of money, but it was merely about a passion and a vision. So he went into organic farming because of that, and we've stayed organic ever since. So organic obviously means without any chemicals. All the production is without chemicals.
Is it biodynamic?
It's not biodynamic at the moment. We are focusing on other things, like in terms of the agriculture, the farming practices. We're looking at a 7-layer planting practice. And one fine day, we're hoping that, you know, the farm starts looking like a forest. You know, initially, how people started cutting down forests to create farmland, right? But the forests were meant to be forests for some reason. And so the whole idea is to take it back to the way nature intended things to be. And that's why we're organic.
Okay, excellent. So what's the family connection then? Let me get a bit closer here. What's the family connection? Because you are obviously also from Sri Lanka. And we're here in London.
So my sister's married to the owner's son.
Uh-huh.
So Durka, the company was started by Mr. Muthuswamy. And his son, Durka, took the company a step forward and created something totally different. He went into more of value addition, reaching out to the international markets. Thank you. Reaching out to the international markets. So he's basically transformed and I must say maybe saved the company.
Sure.
And yeah, so my sister's married to him.
And okay. And do you live in London, you yourself?
Or? No, I keep traveling up and down. I look after the UK project for the company. So I come here once in 3 months or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. But you are obviously represented in the UK, based in the UK.
Which, that's right.
Yeah. Which.
So how that came about is basically we've been packing for people.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, we realized sustainability really is to create your own brand as well.
Sure.
Because there are so many people dependent on the estate. There's like 1,500 farmers, their dependents. So it's no joke. I mean, this is a livelihood of a lot of people.
Sure.
So we've created a brand called Greenfield Farm Organic Life, which is a farmer's, I mean, the grower's brand.
And 1931 is when they started?
When the estate started was 1931. So the brand is just about 3 years old.
How big is the estate?
It's huge. We're at the top of the mountain.
Sure.
So it's almost like we're in between the clouds.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, with organic farming, another thing is like when your estate is in the middle of the farm, if there is a farm on top of you who's using pesticides, then the water will flow through and you...
So you need to be on top.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
so
good.
Right on top.
Wow,
yeah?
Fantastic. Well, this brings me to, because we are in the UK and... Wow, can I just describe? This is your farm? Oh,
yes,
this is the farm?
That's the farm.
Wow, so how high would we be there?
6,000 feet.
6,000 feet?
Above sea level.
So divided by 30 gives you the meterage. I'm not good at math. I won't even attempt that. But it looks stunning. I mean, I've seen kind of tea plantations before. It just looks stunning. And a lot of labor gets into a lot of love and labor. Definitely.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues as well that come about.
Yeah, I'm sure. But let's move over to you, to Annalie.
Yes.
Annalie, bad with names, who very kindly let me taste the Ceylon kind of black tea.
Yes. I'd say it's a little bit of our, you know, what we are at heart, the Ceylon black tea. Yeah,
yeah, it's beautiful. It is full-bodied. It is smooth. It's really delicious. I mean, I'm lost for words now because, you know, I've been here like a couple of hours now. I've drunk a lot of few things.
Yeah.
And then the palate now just really calmed down and neutralized and just made me appreciate it, which is fantastic. And you told me that you're based in Norfolk? as the company?
The company is, yes. I myself am in London, where I manage the Borough Market stall, where we are Wednesdays to Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're wholesaling, you're retailing, you're doing everything.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Yeah.
Let's just
We're trying to reach out as much as we can.
Yeah. So let's just go through what you actually have there.
Yeah.
So you also have Earl Grey. So is that the same tea but added bergamot added to that particular one?
Bergamot and a little bit of lime peel.
Okay.
As per the original recipe. Uh-huh. So for the classic teas, you got Earl Grey. We call ours Borough Breakfast as well.
Okay.
Instead of English breakfast.
Okay, great.
But it is that tea, which is a blend of two black teas, basically.
Which ones?
Assam and Ceylon.
Okay.
So it's a perfect little blend of something a little bit lighter and a little bit more tropic.
Okay.
You got masala chai. Mm-hmm. So you got black tea and six different spices.
Okay. Sri Lankan grown spices?
Some of them, yeah. Vanilla is... Oh, all right. Of them are Sri Lankan grown.
Fantastic, so that's good.
One of my personal favorites, yep, which I also let you smell, is the black tea with coconut and cashew.
Yeah, smells amazing.
Amazing, yeah, right? Yeah. One of our more unique blends.
Okay.
We have green teas, sencha, mm-hmm, tea, and yep, a little bit of dash of mint in there, yeah, to mix it up.
I'm quite surprised that sencha, I thought it was kind of only grown in Japan, but that's probably my ignorance, because this is obviously grown in Ceylon as well.
It is.
It's a processing method.
Ah.
The tea plant is the same. It's all like one gene of plants, and then you have different cultivars. So if you take the Chinese tea leaf, it looks different from the Sri Lankan tea leaf. And so Sri Lankan tea leaves naturally becomes better. It's more appropriate for creating black teas, while Chinese tea leaves are darker green and more stronger, and they're better for green teas. But it's just a processing method.
Okay, fine. Great. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, so what else was I going to ask you? Yeah, I mean, you do tea bags, which are obviously pyramid, but you also do, which I kind of love, is just loose leaf. Which is great. But I'm definitely going to... You kindly gave me some samples. I'm going to kind of savor those at home. I love little tea ceremonies.
Yeah.
And I'm sure report more on the... Yeah, Greenfield Estate, 1931 organic tea. Woo! Stay tuned, because this is... And if you're ever in London, you know, just go down to Borough Market and we can meet Annalie there.
Yes,
and
I'd be
her
more
staff.
Than happy to show you all of our range, and we'll talk about it, we'll sample it, and we'll enjoy it together.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.